Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? And you want your business to flourish. You know that there is business out there. You want to get it. You want to contact people. You want people to contact you. So you start to do some studying. You start to say, how can I market my business? And you read an article and the article says, you must establish yourself as an expert. Because when you establish yourself as an expert, they will come to you. They will revere your work. They will want to work with you. So you start to think, how can I establish myself as an expert? I know. I'll write articles and I'll publish ebooks. Because when I do that, they'll just want to talk to me. Yeah. But let's back up here a second. Let's ask yourself a question. What's your purpose in writing the article? What's your direction? What's the tone of it? What do you want to convey in the article or the ebook? So many articles that you read have nothing in them. There's just fluff. There's no content. There's nothing that's going to make someone say, this is interesting. This is the person I want to talk to. You need to make sure that when you're writing articles that you're writing to your audience, that you're telling your audience something they don't know. You're telling your audience something that's going to inspire them, something that's going to make it interesting for them, something that they're going to want to come back and read your articles again, that they're going to want to talk to you. Don't just take your time writing articles that are meaningless, filled with empty calories. I mean, there are fast food restaurants you can go to every day, and you may enjoy the fries and the hamburgers, but they're empty calories. And all that's going to happen is you're going to put weight on. It's not going to give you any more energy or any more health benefits. It's no different with writing an article for publication, for an ebook, or anything else that you're writing. What direction do you want to take your potential client? What do you want to say to them? And do you have the writing skills to do that? What about your English skills? What about spelling? What about punctuation? Grammar is really important. If you put a misspelled word up or if your sentence structure isn't great, they're going to say, well, this person must not be very competent. Know what you're doing. And then after you write it, leave it sit for a while, at least 24 hours. Go back to it. Read it. Does it make any sense? Have one of your associates read it. Have someone proofread it for mistakes. Have someone add ideas to it and thoughts to it. Make it strong. Beef it up like a good beef stew. When you're in the north and it's wintertime, what do they say? They say, make a good beef stew. Make some good soup. Ah, nothing like a good bowl of vegetable soup when it's cold out and it's 0 degrees. And that's what it is for business people. It's 0 degrees. And are they going to read your article like they want to devour it like a good bowl of beef stew? Makes me hungry. It's a good thing it's lunchtime. Know what you're doing, do it well, read a lot of things, see what direction your industry is going. Be careful not to copy anything from anybody. We don't want to be accused of plagiarism, whether it could even be unintentional. We want to make sure that we're giving original thought, that we're structuring it well, that it makes sense, that it flows. And then you can build your way. You can start making people understand that you truly are an expert and you're someone that they want to talk to. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.